Current state on 90.5 WKAR. In our increasingly high-tech world, it seems there's still a handful of timeless passions from the good old days that captivate Americans. Here's our short list: baseball, fireworks, and trains. How many of us have played with model trains as kids or collected them as adults? Those who truly love railroad lore relish the smallest details, even things many others never notice. The Lansing Model Railroad Club understands that feeling. That's why the group's trying to save an old, nearly forgotten building. Current state's Kevin Lavery is here now with more. Kevin, what's the club planning to do exactly?
Mark, the club is buying what's called the Michigan Avenue Tower, and to call it a tower is really being generous. It's only about 20 or 25 feet tall or so. It sits in a really popular spot, though. It's near the corner of Grand River and Turner Street, right there in the heart of Lansing's old town. If Lansing had a Times Square, I suppose that's probably it. It's easy to miss, though. I mean, the shack here, the tower, is not Grand Central Station. In fact, when I came there to talk to Michael Frizzell, the president of the Lansing Model Railroad Club, I didn't even notice I had driven right past it.
Oh, there's a crazy little shack beyond the tracks.
A lot of people don't really recognize this building. A lot of people are looking at a lot of the other attractions that have developed in Old Town, which is a real nice area. But one day I was going through Old Town and I happened to think about the old MA or Michigan Avenue Tower, and I started looking at it and I go, wow, the building's in disrepair. I see some windows open, one broken up on the second level. One of the doors downstairs is boarded up and along with another window. So the thought hit me about, hey, our club could use this building and we have the resources to be able to restore it.
This is a very small building, two stories. I'm going to guess it's about 25 feet high. It's not very large at all. What were towers like this used for and when?
This tower used to be located on Michigan Avenue, right next to Clara's Restaurant today. It used to control the junction between the Pier Marquette, later on the Chesapeake and Ohio Railroad, and the Michigan Central Railroad, later Conrail. We suspect it's been there for around 100 years. It was decommissioned in 1986 and moved to Old Town that same year.
So that gives me a general time period. Late 19th century, these were standard operating equipment on railroads.
Right. Today, when you look at railroad operations, a lot of things are now centrally located at dispatch centers in various cities, like on CSX, they control it out of Calumet City, Illinois. Norfolk Southern controls their tracks out of Dearborn. So you needed these towers along the way, either connected by telephone or even earlier by telegraph, to allow trains to move into a certain section of track. And you had a person stationed there continuously to watch over that track. And I should also note that crossing, since it was over at Michigan Avenue, controlled the crossing gates there. I've had members in my club, some of our old-timers, say there was an air-actuated pump in there that they could control the gates. Later on, that was replaced by automation.
Okay, so it was electric, but not in the sense we have today. There was a human being stationed in this building to be sure that the connections were happening so the trains wouldn't collide.
That's correct. And that person that was in the tower, he would be in constant communication with the chief dispatcher located somewhere on the railroad. They had a phone system in there, or even later on a radio system where he could even talk to the trains and say it was okay to come through there. We even have records that we just found in this tower that was from 1985, where the person in the tower logged all the train movements that came through. So we have engine numbers, caboose numbers, and time and everything on this sheet of paper from Conrail.
When this structure was moved here in 1986, what became of it? Was it actively used by another railroad club?
Well, there was an organization called the North Lansing Electric Railway Museum that started, and they had ambitious plans to run electric streetcars from Old Town to Lansing, as the best I can find information on. They actually had some old interurban rail cars from the South Shore Railroad in Indiana, brought them up here. And I really don't know what happened with them. I suspect money was probably a problem. And like with a lot of organizations, they probably had a handful of volunteers, and people just tend to go on and leave the organization. And it soon became defunct. And the tower has since here sat with nobody taking care of it or doing anything with it.
We're talking with Michael Frizzell, the president of the Lansing Model Railroad Club, about the MA Tower, the Michigan Avenue Tower, which is no longer on Michigan Avenue and hasn't been for decades. It's a building that was once used in the days before automation to control the flow of train traffic. Why is it worth saving?
There aren't very many towers like this in existence throughout the United States. In fact, this is the only tower in the Lansing area that's still around. There used to be actually a North Lansing tower that looked similar to this one. That was torn down. There was one over in the East Lansing area at the junction called Trowbridge. Everybody knows Trowbridge Road, but there was a tower there. And I believe there were some towers on Washington Avenue. They're all gone. And so we think it's worth saving, and it's important for us to explain railroad history to the public that comes to our depot.
And you feel that with one small building in a large apparatus of a railroad system, that this building can tell a story?
It definitely will tell a story, because we're going to do it. What we're going to do when we move this tower to our club is we're going to restore this tower. We're going to modernize it a little bit. We're going to actually add a computer in there. We're going to add communications lines from the tower to our depot. And inside our depot is a model railroad layout. And what we're going to do is put the dispatcher in this tower so he can control the trains from the tower and give us orders to run our trains similar to what it did in its days of use. So we're going to put it to use again. It's not just going to sit there as a statue. We want somebody in there to use it, and then the public can go in and take a look at it. We're also, we've gotten some donations of some real life wayside signals, and we're going to set those up on our club property and control them from the tower.
And of course, in the 21st century, the way you fix a 19th century building is to go online, isn't it?
It is, and this is the first time we're using the GoFundMe. We created the MA Tower Preservation Project on GoFundMe to help us raise funds to help move the structure and also restore the structure at our facility. Our primary means of funding for our club has been our train show that we hold every year in November, and we've got it coming up on November 15th. But we're gonna need more funds to dedicate towards this building.
How much are we talking about?
We have set a goal of $35,000 for the GoFundMe account. And that's going to cover everything from putting a concrete foundation, concrete work isn't cheap, to paying a mover to move this structure, and running electrical there, and then doing the siding. The building needs a new roof on it, windows. So you can see that cost is adding up very quickly.
So, Michael, what is now the timetable for moving the Michigan Avenue Tower into Delta Township?
Our goal is to move this tower in 2016, which is next year, obviously. We hope to get a pad poured for the site in the springtime. So it's an active goal. So, again, we really want to push people to help donate to our cause.
And so it sounds like this thing is going to go from eyesore to showpiece in about a year's time.
We really hope so. I think people will be amazed at the work we can do. And just to show what the work we have done, just take a look at our Millet Depot. We've taken care of over 100-year-old depot all these years. We paint it, we keep it up, we've expanded it, and we still preserve the integrity of the building.
Michael Frizzell is the president of the Lansing Model Railroad Club. We've been talking about the old Michigan Avenue Tower, which by its name, once sat on Michigan Avenue, right next to the Lansing Train Depot, which is now Clara's Restaurant. It has been here in Old Town Lansing for about 30 years, and it is going to Delta Township, hopefully within the next year. Michael, thanks so much for explaining some of this train lore here in Lansing.
Thank you very much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.